Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right to the guest. Here we go. Welcome. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
Yeah, who is it?
Who is it? Listen,
I can't
man.
Hear you. I can't hear you. Who is it?
You can't hear me. This is Brandon Marshall.
Oh, it is Brandon Marshall?
This is Brandon Marshall, but you know what? This isn't a pleasant conversation. You know, everyone's calling to congratulate you. You did this, you did that. You're so amazing.
Right.
Listen, you're not going to retire. You know why you're not going to retire?
Why?
Because we're going to have our own show. You promised me that we're going to have our own show, so that's what I'm expecting.
All right, you got it. You know that? We'll have to work on that. First of all, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. I'm actually working out right now. I was actually supposed to call in at 5:28, but I was late.
That's okay.
I got done doing this set, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot to call my guy.
Well, that's nice. I know you're busy. I know you're rehabbing, but nice of you to call, and thank you. And, yes, I will be in touch about our show, okay? How's that?
You call me, man.
You got some football left, though, too, you know. You're not done playing football yet either.
Hey, you know how it is, man. Plus 30. 30 plus, you know, production slip, you get injured, you know, they think you're done, and, you know, they ask you, you know, to take a pay cut or cut you, they run you out the league. So I may be calling you serious. You know how it is.
You still got football left in you, but we'll watch that. If they run you out of the league, I'll be ready, okay?
All right, man. Congratulations.
Thank
on
you,
an
Brandon.
Amazing career, man.
Thanks for calling. I know you're working out, so thanks for calling, and it's very nice here, and good luck.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Brandon Marshall. Good. All right, we have another one waiting. Welcome.
Oh, you betcha, Mike. I got to tell you, congrats on a brilliant career. I was a fan of yours long before I ever appeared with you on the show. But, you know, you created Sports Talk Radio, but you've done it you bring your knowledge of sports, but somehow you guys always have to, infuse your personality. And lucky me that there's a portion of your personality that has a place in it for my world. I think you must be a Rembrandt with the snowblower, Mike. I've never actually seen your work, but this is Lonnie Quinn over in the weather office here at CBS News. And I'll serve up a little more snow for you maybe tomorrow night. But
It, Lonnie. You know, this morning I was in there, and my kids were in the garage. They said, Dad, are you going to take the snowblower out? I said, I don't think it's enough snow yet. I think we only have about 2 inches.
Yeah,
I said, we need a couple more here. We need a couple more inches. He goes, all my friends ask about the snowblower. I said, well, I'm ready to use it. So, yeah, Lonnie, I need a little more snow for the snowblower.
Well, that event that you had, you picked up maybe 2 inches or so, it wasn't sleeves-worthy. Not worthy of rolling my sleeves up, and not worthy for you dusting off the snowblower. You got plenty of time. We're just – look, we still got a week before we even get into the winter season. It's still fall, Mike.
I know. We've already had two little dust-ups. I mean, that's a lot for this early in the season, is it not?
Think about it. We've got probably 6 inches or so in the snow bucket, maybe a little bit more depending on where you live. But, you know, typically New York City picks up about 26 inches for a season. Well, we've already put a half a foot in that snow bucket, so we're on our way.
Well, listen, first of all, in all seriousness, thank you for always being there when we needed you during these weather things that were going on. And number one and number two, I'll be watching as we get ready for a tough winter. So thank you very much, Lonnie, and good luck to you.
Fare thee well, my friend. You're a gentleman. It's been
a
pleasure.
Lonnie Quinn, the Channel 2 weatherman, so very nice. And again, Harrison turned to me this morning in the garage and said, Dad, what do you think? The snowblower? I said, not yet. He goes, all my friends ask me, do you really have fun with the snowblower? I said, I do. I can't wait to get it out there. So, and he says, do you know what color it is? They asked me what color it was. I said, it's right in front of us. It's orange. But I wouldn't have known that. I really wouldn't have. But it is orange. But I'm looking forward to it. I love when I can go out there and just plow through that snow. It's one of my favorite things to do. It really is. All right. I know that's crazy, but it is. I love doing it. We have another one? All right. Next guest, welcome.
Mike, Barry Watkins, Madison Square Garden. How you doing?
Barry, how are you?
I've never called in before, Mike, but I felt
never,
like today, today was the day.
Two people today who have never called, Jay Horowitz and Barry Watkins, two of the
premier.
Wow,
and being in that category and company of Jay is quite the honor, Mike.
Two of the legendary PR guys ever.
Well, it was already worth it just to hear the whole snowblower thing. I think now that you have this time, you should be making sure that Harris and Jack and Emily really learn the intricacies of the whole thing. And
no, they don't need it. They have
them.
Me. They have me. But thank you, and thank the Garden for all the stuff they've sent me in recent weeks, including the jerseys and all the other things. Thank you for that, and I will see you soon. I know you've been working on your golf game, so I will see
yeah,
you
we're
going
to play. But let me just say a couple of things, Mike. You've heard everything about the Garden, and people have called in, but the two things for sure is, on behalf of the Garden of Dreams Foundation, the work you did both on the air and behind the scenes to help our kids. You know, I know you don't want people to know, but the idea of when the Super Bowl was in New York and you hosting little Tyler, one of our kids, and getting him all those gifts
was
amazing, and it's something that kid will remember. And working on the reunion when we brought you and Dog back together, that was amazing.
You're the guy who did it. Here's
well,
the guy,
but
folks,
you and Dog agreed to do it, and I don't know if that was the first time you guys were back, but it raised $1.1 million for Garden of Dreams, and we're going to put up a new gymnasium at the Madison Square Boys and Girls Club with the money that we raised that night. So addition to it being a great night, you should know some great, great things will come of that.
Thank you, Barry, and thanks for calling. And for you to come on the air is a big deal. So
Mike, this is a big moment, you know.
I had your buddy Sharipper on today, too. And you know what? I'll see you. Get your game ready. So we'll be playing soon. Before you know it, Florida, we'll be playing. So
that'll be
get
great.
Those clubs
well, congratulations
out. Congratulations
on me. I've enjoyed being a part of it with you, Mike.
Thank you, Barry. Barry Watkins, Madison Square Garden. And now one more before we take a quick break. Go ahead.
Mikey, it's Eddie Olczyk, man. Congratulations, buddy.
Eddie, how are you?
I know the handle at Naira is going to go up now that you're going to have a lot of free time now.
Eddie, more importantly, how are you feeling? I know you're back doing games. I saw the story the other day about you. It was I was glad to see it. I said I got to call
thanks.
Eddie. How are you
thanks,
feeling,
Mike? Yeah, we're grinding it out. I'm 7 treatments into my stage 3 colon cancer diagnosis. I had back on August the 4th, but we're grinding it out. I got 5 more to go, and hoping for a clean bill of health, and hopefully put this in the rearview mirror and try to help people out there. You know, be an inspiration to people out there and hopefully save somebody from having to go through this hell. So it's been rough, but I'm feeling okay and trying to get out and do some games when I can. And, you know, the support I've gotten from the league and horse racing community, the National Hockey League, Mr. Bettman, everybody, it's been great support. But I just wanted to reach out to you and remember the days back in 94, you and Dog traveling with the team out to Vancouver for the Stanley Cup Final, and that was something that I'll never forget. And obviously, I would have loved to have been playing in the Stanley Cup Final, but being around you guys helped prepare me for life after hockey. So I just wanted to wish you all the best and look forward to seeing you down the road. And wanted to make sure you know we were thinking about you, and you've done a tremendous job there in the city. And I'll miss hearing you, but a lot of great memories, and I just wish you all the best.
I want to see you out at the track, Eddie. Absolutely. We'll make it a date. And listen, you'll be in our prayers. Thank you, and all the best. And anything we could do, just let us know. But thanks, Eddie, you very much.
Okay,
keep
Mike.
Your chin up. Keep going.
Have
okay?
a great
Thank
holiday,
you.
Everybody. Thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Mike.
Eddie
best.
Olczyk, who is battling right now, as you know, as he alluded to. Great guy, and is going through a tough time right now. He's back doing some games, but hopefully with the advances they have now, and he's a tough guy in good shape, so hopefully Eddie will come through this, and he's in our prayers. Has to be, and he's got a lot more things to accomplish back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.